What's up, everybody? This is Wayne Gerard going over the Livorno Serie A Alternative Club Guide for Gentlemen Ultra. This one is written by Richard Hall and Luca Hodges Ramon, and this is under the Guardian as well. So my first memories of Livorno are being in Serie A. They're one of the teams when I think of mid-2000s, early-2000s, even late-90s, you think of Livorno. Like, they're there, right? Lucarelli and the fans that they have, the left-wing fan base, and I'm sure we're going to get into that now. So let's kick this off. Stadium. Stadio Armando Picchi Livorno, built in 1935, capacity just over 19,000. The Picchi has held matches within its walls since 1933, but the structure was not finished until 1935. The opening game between Italy and Austria B teams finished goalless in a fixture that was typical of the Mussolini era. The stadium was initially called the Stadio Edda Gianna Mussolini and was built in the typical style of the day. With Livorno's historically strong left-wing political leanings, it is perhaps strange that the club's arena was born out of this. The stadium was renamed in 1971 after their ex-player Armando Picchio, who is probably better known from the Grande Inter team of the 1960s. Despite some upgrades in the 60s, the stadium remains a relic of the Mussolini era, and, while it has had a few modern comforts, it retains that typical Italian charm. The lack of investment saw it overlooked as a venue for Italia 90 World Cup matches, but the anonymity it has suffered has played into the supporters' hands. They see the ground as their hidden fortress and take pride in its old-school appearance. There is no pressure from the locals to relocate or renovate the stadium. Instead, they revel in its rugged appearance. The stadium is located 2 miles south of the city center and is easily accessible. If you head to the Ardenza neighborhood, you will not go wrong, but don't expect too much in the way of refreshments when you get there. The stadium is in the middle of a residential area and has little to offer. If you're traveling to Livorno, you are going to the football, as it certainly is not one of Tuscany's most attractive areas. Be warned, violence has broken out with ultra groups from Roma, Lazio, Internazionale, and Verona due to political differences between supporters. The left-wing element of Livorno's support has been the Livornese 99 group team up with other politically minded football clubs across Europe, including AEK Athens and Marseille. This may be a hostile place to travel, but it has an incredible atmosphere, and the choreography and pyrotechnics will be good as anywhere in Serie A. In fairness, there has been little in the way of mainstream trouble over the last few years, and you should be able to take in a home match in a relatively safe, yet far from comfortable, environment. Let's hit the ultras now. We've got a few names here, not as extensive as something you might find with, like, Inter's group, which is like almost endless, and Milan's, the amount of ultras they have in the different groups, but about 10 or so here. Brigate Autonome Livornese, Visitors 1312, Livornesi, Livorno 1915, Doia De, Exarchia Club, Ultras Livorno 1976, Fossa 1977, Magenta, Fedane, Spanditi, Gruppo Autonomo, in North Chaos. It was the first game of the 2004-05 season in Serie A, and newly promoted Livorno traveled to the San Siro to face Milan. The Tuscans earned a surprise 2-2 draw, but for many Livorno fans, the result was trivial. The fixture transcended the average footballing rivalry. Milan were an economic juggernaut backed by a media tycoon and then president Silvio Berlusconi. Livorno, a bastion of left-wing ideology, seized the opportunity to mock their betters, especially Berlusconi. During the summer of 04, Berlusconi had been pictured wearing a bandana while entertaining Tony Blair and his wife Cherie in Sardinia. The Italian media claimed the bandana was disguising a hair transplant, and the photo soon went viral. Around 10,000 Livornesi turned up at the San Siro, with 4,000 of them wearing white and maroon-colored bandanas with the inscription, "Silvio, we are coming." The baiting continued as they unveiled a banner reading, "Berlusconi, Brocchi, chi ti vota?" The statement was play on words. Christian Brocchi was a former Milan midfielder But colloquially, the word brocchi also signifies someone who is useless in a sporting context. Thus, roughly translated, the banner read, Berlusconi voters are useless. Unsurprisingly, Berlusconi took umbrage and Livorno were regularly fined for such flagrants. This never proved a deterrent. The Livorno fans have been on hand for every Berlusconi peccadillo to deride the politician. I'm going to guess Luca threw that word in there. Peccadillo to deride the politician. Formed in 1915, Livorno are not renowned as one of Calcio's heavyweights. Since enjoying a prosperous yet transient spell in the 40s, in which they maintained Serie A status for 7 years, including a second-place finish behind Il Grande Torino in 1943, Livorno have been perennial strugglers. But their ultras have a unique identity, one rooted in their left-wing political ideology and strong affinity to their city, otherwise known as Campanilismo. The history of this port city reveals how the Livornese came to embrace this distinct identity. During the 15th century, the ruling Medici family of Florence constructed a port at Livorno and passed a range of laws, known as the Leggi Livornine, allowing merchants of any nation to colonize the republic. Jews, Turks, Moors, Armenians, Persians, and others arrived, creating a cosmopolitan city. Industrialization and Italy's Risorgimento, so the unification, added to the melting pot with growing political activism among the city's workers. In 1921, the formation of the Italian Communist Party in Livorno cemented the city's left-wing tradition. This cultural and political history has proved immutable, and since the inception of the Ultras Livorno in 1976, the Curva Nord of the Stadio Armando Picchi has been a constant outlet for Livornese identity. Before the formation of the famed Brigata Autonome Livornese, or BAL, in 1999, the Curva Nord was divided and organized. This was due to schisms between groups including Magenta, Fidanes, Banditi, and Gruppo Autonomo. However, amalgamation of the aforementioned quartet led to the inception of the BAL, who brought structure to Livorno's support, underpinned by their leftist ideology. Communist symbols such as the Red Star and Hammer and Sickle have been a leitmotif. Images of socialist icon Che Guevara adorn flags, scarves, and t-shirts, while a banner dedicated to the birthday of former Soviet leader Joseph Stalin has also been unveiled on the Curva Nord. Green, guerrilla-styled military jackets and army-style caps are often worn, and the chanting of communist anthems, including Bandiera Rossa and Bella Ciao, a popular partisan song during the Second World War, act as further markers of their politics. The BAL played a pivotal role in manifesting this ideology. In 2004, when the club returned to Serie A after 55 years outside of the division, they organized a spectacular choreography. The Curva Nord shimmered under red placards, and a large display depicted a hammer and sickle with a shining sun. Underneath, a banner read, "A long night is disappearing. At the horizon, our sun is rising." Dr. Mark DeWeege, a sports sociologist who has written extensively about Livorno's supporters, observed that the choreography not only referred to a new beginning of the club, but also embodied their identity through the use of communist symbols. This left-wing ideology means the ultras sometimes seek to demonstrate solidarity with other groups abroad. This has included the display of Palestinian flags, notably in a UEFA Cup game against Israeli team Maccabi Haifa. Similar sympathy has been shown to the Irish Republican cause. The Armando Picchi has also been the setting for various fundraising projects, including collections for the earthquake that devastated the Italian city of L'Aquila in 2009, and a year later in Haiti. However, there have been no such statements of solidarity in relation to the ongoing refugee crisis, which has seen a huge influx of migrants attempting to enter Europe. While this may come as a surprise, the parochialism of these regions often dictates the levels of engagement with broader, more global issues. As Dr. DeWeege says, Livorno are still political, but they are to Livornese and Tuscan problems. It may be that the migrant issue is simply too divisive. It is impossible to write about Livorno's ultras without mentioning Cristiano Lucarelli. The former Amaranto captain chose the number 99 shirt in honor of BAL's formation date and once said, "Some players buy themselves a Ferrari or a yacht with a billion lire. I just bought myself a Livorno shirt." For Dr. DeWeege, Cristian Lucarelli symbolizes the typical Livornese, gregarious, amicable, and openly political, Lucarelli reflects the young masculine fans on the terrace, quote-unquote. The Livorno-born forward was a member of the Ball and shared their political ideals. He often saluted the ultras with the communist clenched fist, and back in 1997, during an Italy U21 match in Livorno, he celebrated his goal by taking off his shirt to reveal an image of Che Guevara. The Italian media have drawn parallels between Lucarelli and Lazio icon Paolo Di Canio, a player notorious for sharing the fascist ideals upheld by some of the Bianco Celesti's ultras. In fact, when Livorno faced Lazio back in 06, the satirical television show La Iene broadcast a simultaneous interview with the two club icons. Both were quizzed on their political allegiances and the love for their respective clubs. Unsurprisingly, Lazio and Hellas Verona are two of Livorno's fiercest rivals due to their far-right contingent within their support. These fixtures are marked as high risk by Italian authorities and can often lead to violent clashes between opposing fans or with the police. Local and historical rivals, Pisa, are hated with equal verve. The Livornese are twinned with the left-wing supporters of Greek side AEK Athens and French club Olympique Marseille in a friendship known as the Triangle Brotherhood. They also have a pact with Celtic fans known as United Against Fascism. Although the Bao were the vanguard of the Livorno support, they coexisted with North Chaos, a casuals-inspired mod group. Some speculated that there was friction between the two to the North Chaos' affiliation to the far right, but the duo had an amicable relationship inside and outside the stadium. Banning orders curtailed the Bao's numbers and eventually proved to be a factor in their dissolution. It is also said that one of their former leaders, Lenny Bottai, altered his focus to pursue boxing. He's reportedly doing quite well. Some fans have formed the group Visitors 1312, 1312 being the numerical code for ACAB, the acronym for All Cops Are Bastards. This is a new aspect to Ultras' identity across Europe, uniting them in opposition to the police. The dogmas of the Livornese set them apart in the landscape of the Italian Ultras. The club may continually struggle, but their spirits are not dampened. As Doige says, "Too many people visit Italy for the sights, the food, the art, or whatever. Spending time with the Livornese made me realize that people are the most important thing. They embody their history, and continue with a warmth and generous spirit to this day." So now we get to the classic player section. And yeah, the ACAB mentality has been a thing, I would say, for the past 10 years, where security has heightened in stadiums, and that has definitely forced Tifosi out of the stadiums. If you want to call them Tifosi, let's just call them Ultras. And what that has done inadvertently is, so you have two, three different groups of people, different backgrounds in the street. Who are they uniting against? The people who are hunting them down, and that is the police. Lucarelli encapsulates Livorno better than anybody. He lives and breathes the city, and despite for playing 13 different clubs in Italy, Spain, and the Ukraine, he has only one love. Born in the coastal city in 1975, he grew up on a diet of street football. That's a great line. He grew up on a diet of street football. His brother Alessandro, most noted for his career at Parma, played with him in an environment more suited to the 1930s than the 1970s. Whether the stories are embellished by Cristiano due to his left-wing tendencies, the tales of him and his brother kicking around anything that resembled the football from morning until night with broken shoes and torn clothes are endearing. The mental and physical toughness born out of this environment was not a falsification, and this showed in his game in later years. Very much a product of his environment, Lucarelli was quickly becoming as in tune with the left-wing feelings of the area as he was with the ball at his feet. These views seemed to become more extreme, and he left the area in 1992 and traveled extensively, playing for Perugia, Atalanta, Valencia, and Torino, among others. In 2003, he returned home, despite his cultural education, was now more politically integrated with the socialist tendencies of his home city than ever. He quickly made sure that he wore the number 99 shirt, which represented the Ball Ultra group. He became more involved with the ultras and their extremism. With the Livorno badge tattooed on his left arm, he was now the ideological opposite of Paolo Di Canio, but funnily enough, they couldn't have been more similar in character. The controversy around Lucarelli took shape in moments such as the fabled bus fare incident, when he allegedly paid the fare of ultra group members who had been arrested for rioting on an away day and needed to get home. While proudly strutting home, strutting around his home city listening to the red flag and wearing a Che Guevara t-shirt, there was a footballer in him too. It should not be forgotten that he scored 112 goals in 172 games for the Tuscans in two spells. Considering Livorno's status in Italian football, and that the goals came in a period where Serie A was arguably the world's best league, it was an incredible feat. His career total is also impressive, and he managed to score 203 times in 497 appearances and collect honors in every country he played. In Italy, he won a Lega Pro title with Perugia, a Coppa Italia title with Napoli, and was Serie A's top scorer in 2004-05. He won the Coppa del Re and Intertoto Cup with Valencia, and he won the domestic double in Ukraine with Shakhtar Donetsk. He was the typical number 9 who could hold the ball up and bring others into the game. He was also quick over the first 10 yards. If the ball was supplied into the box, he was strong enough and direct enough to make sure that he tested the goalkeeper. His movement was excellent, and he had a sense of where the ball was going to end up. Lucarelli will forever be revered in his home city. The boy who grew up playing football in the battered areas around the port now looks back on his three loves in life, Livorno, politics, and football. This story is written with thanks to Riccardo and Mark Deutsch for providing their insight and expertise. Mark is a doctor in the sociology of sport at Brighton University and spent 6 months in Livorno with Official Supporters Club and the Ultras. Excellent write-up by Luca and Richard here. And Dr. Deutsch also helped me in my thesis on Roma's tifosi, and I used some of his writings in the past for other editorials that I've written up about Ultras, and he's been such a big help in that context because he did work that nobody in Italian or English had done before. This is an awesome piece, and I honestly forgot that Lucarelli had scored so many goals in him, and I think that both writers here make an excellent point that this was a time when Serie A was more defensive, right? And for him to put up those types of stats, that's really impressive. So a player in Serie A history that we definitely cannot sleep on. Hope you guys like this. Give it a like, subscribe to our podcast, all that good stuff. And thanks so much for listening to Livorno's Serie A Alternative Club Guide.